went through many examples. I hope it does help us to really put things in perspective, that everything we do, we have to have a Bible reason why we do it, okay? Our personal thinking and philosophies don't cut it in this life. Why? Because ultimately we have to stand before God, okay? So it makes sense for us. If you work in a job, you have to follow the SOPs in the company, got to do it in a certain way, otherwise your manager will be calling you up, okay? I mean, that is just a way to maintain order, maintain discipline, so that we grow as people. But in life, God gave us His Bible, okay, to teach us what is right, what is wrong, and keep us in the right way, all right? Let's just turn to Matthew chapter 7. I just use one passage, then we'll go on to this testing entertainment, okay? Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. A reminder of us of the Christian life. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Ready? Let's read together, 13 and 14. Ready? 1, 2, go. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Jesus taught the people, enter in at the straight gate. The word straight is spelled S-T-R-A-I-T, not S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T. Okay, straight means a straight line, spelled with a G-H-T. The straight here is at the Straits of Malacca, the Straits of Johor. It's a thin place, a thin kind of a body of water, thin. The word straight has the idea of difficult, narrow, and many times dangerous. Okay? So Jesus says, enter in at the straight gate, the difficult gate, because wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. If all we live for is do the convenient thing, the easy thing, the thing that everyone is doing, we have to be careful, because Jesus warned that spiritually it is easy to go with the flow, but the flow may not be going where it should be going. Okay? The Bible says, wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and many will be there. In verse 14, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life. And Jesus made it very clear, the way that leads to eternal life is a narrow and difficult gate. Okay? And I believe maybe a parallel illustration is simply, if you go to a company, you need to learn what the company teaches. Okay? You need to learn the computer systems in the company. And if you don't learn it, you can't do it. You have two choices. You want the job? Then stick with it. Learn it. Be thankful for the job and work hard at it. If you feel, I just want an easier one, well, then go to somewhere else and you won't be in that job. Okay? Now, this is more important than a job. This is eternal life. The Lord Jesus says, narrow is the way that will lead to eternal life. And if you want eternal life, we need to work at it. We need to learn. Now, I'm not saying your salvation is based on your works, okay? Please don't get me wrong. But you have to accept what Jesus said about himself, about what life is, what the church is, what the Bible is, and we need to obey it, okay? So I just want to put that. So that's why, as a Christian, we need to test everything by the Word of God, okay? If the thing is tested by the Word of God and it's found that, oh, okay, it's not in line with the Word of God, then we have to reorient it and say, okay, I need to follow what God says. Okay, so just have that mind frame in mind. All right? Okay, today we will look at testing entertainment in general. Okay, in general. Okay, let's have a word of prayer first, then we'll dive into some verses, then we'll look at the practical aspects of for us. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the brethren and the sisters that are gathered. We pray that your Holy Spirit will fill us with a spirit of understanding. The things we say, do, Lord, will edify one another. As we go into your word, especially, Lord, the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher, will teach us how, Lord, do we govern our lives with regards to the entertainment that we see. Lord, there's so much influences, so much entertainment in this world. But God, unless we govern it with your word, Lord, we will find it hard to walk with you. Lord, thank you for what you're going to do. Bring the brethren in quickly. We'll ask you to guide us as we learn your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, just a few verses. Turn to Psalm 101, verse 3. You can copy all the verses down, but we'll go through one by one, then we actually do a little bit of practice, okay? Just these six verses. Psalm 101. Okay, maybe what I might do. Yeah, we'll go through one by one. Psalm 101 and verse number 3. Okay. Let me just read from 1 to 3, then you have the context. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. That's where it all starts. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Okay, because verse 3 is not going to work if verse 2 is not there. Does that make sense? If your heart is not perfect, and you say, well, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. The psalmist David is praying to God, is singing to the Lord, and say, Lord, to you will I sing, and I'm going to behave myself wisely in a perfect way. That simply means, God, I'm going to behave myself in the way that you ordain. All right? I will be kind, I will be loving, I will be compassionate, I will stay away from sin. And I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. That's a standard. Means God says, David in the Word of God teaches us, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. So when we actually do things and live in this world, we need to have the same standard. Don't set any wicked thing before your eyes. Okay? And I hate the work of them that turn aside, those people who do wrong. I hate the work. Okay, he didn't say he hate the person, he hate the work. And it shall not cleave unto me. In other words, I'm not going to enjoy the wrong things that they do. That's number one principle in entertainment. In entertainment, we need to not set any wicked thing before our eyes. Okay, after we'll kind of define that a little bit more. Any questions there? There's the first verse. Let's turn to Romans 6:16. Romans 6 and verse 16. Okay, know ye not, don't you know? Don't you know? That to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. In this life, there's two choices that you need to make as a believer in Christ. As a believer in Christ, not a believer in Christ, there's only one choice, two choices, either reject Christ and be punished for your sin forever, or receive Christ and have eternal life. After we become a Christian, God don't take the free will away from you. It's either we live, the Bible says, don't you know that to whom you yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey? If we choose sin, then the outcome is death. It could be death to your reputation, death to different things, death to your abundant life, death to things that God promised you that you can't have anymore because we give ourselves to that. But if we give ourselves to righteousness, give ourselves to obedience, you can't give yourself to righteousness, although you can have the direction to want to do right all the time. You give yourself to obedience when you obey God, and then the righteousness will come. Does that make sense? Okay? So, basically, this verse is teaching us, in entertainment, if we give our eyes or our heart or our time to entertainment that is sinful and wicked and questionable, it leads us to death. We become worse. We go further and further away from what God designed. But if we follow what is righteous, then we grow. All right? Okay? So, any questions? Can you see that it's really a choice? It's really a choice. Okay? The next verse, 1 Corinthians 10:21 on the right-hand side. Can you turn to that and read that? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21 to 31. Okay? The two verses are in the same chapter, so I'll ask you to read one by one. You write 21 first, then after that I'll expound, and then you read 31, okay? 1 Corinthians 10, verse 21. Ready? People on my right, ready? 1, 2, go. 1 Corinthians 10, 21. Ready? 1, 2, go. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. The context of this particular passage, the context of this particular passage is eating food offered to idols. Okay? There's some Singaporean pastor says it's okay. God says no. If you know that the food is already offered to idols and you partake of it, this verse says, don't you know you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and cup of devils? You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and partakers of the table of devils. All right? That's why eating food offered to idols is actually a sin. When you know that it's offered to idols. Okay? One example is my mother-in-law sometimes will give us oranges and say, oh, these are offered to idols. And then my wife will say, sorry, we can't take that. Sometimes you just give us oranges without saying. So we just keep quiet about it and just take. All right? The Bible does teach us that. So because you do not want to dishonor her by everything she gives us, we don't want. But when she makes a mention of that, the Bible teach, then we have to abstain. All right? But sometimes we already know, so we try to kind of not take it as well. But generally, the Bible is very clear. If the person actually say this food is offered to idols, then you make your stand. Okay? But when we knowingly partake of God's table, things of God, and then things of the world and the devil, understand, the Bible does say that behind every idol, there's a demon. Okay? So when we, what are you saying? That even some forms of entertainment are demonically engineered. There are some forms of entertainment that actually have some appearance of demonic activity. Can you give me some examples? I'm sure it just comes like that. Sorry? Halloween, Horror Night, what else? Sorry? Harry Potter. Yeah, okay. Harry Potter. Okay, what else? Anything else? 6 Foot Under? Have you heard of 6 Foot Under? It's a movie. Okay? And then one brown cloud brought it out. So, there are a lot of very, what we call, fantasy, magic, demon-related type of movies. The Bible says those are the demons. Why? Because it glorifies them. Okay? A lot of Chinese serials today also allows this magic and it's very demonic. We need to be very careful. All right? Christians are never to do... Christians, there are some Christians who say it's okay to participate in Halloween. It is not okay. It is not okay. It is not okay. All right? The high priest of the Church of Satan, Anton LaVey, says, I'm so happy that once a year we get to celebrate the birthday of Satan on Halloween. We need to be very, very careful. We need to be careful that our entertainment don't smack of demonic type of influences. Okay? Demonic type of influences. All right? And we need to really control that. Next one, in 1 Corinthians 10:31. Okay, this group again. On the right, ready? 1, 2, go. Eat or to the glory of God. Okay, so in entertainment also, here, whether therefore you eat or drink, that means the most basic thing you do in life, eating and drinking, you must also do it to the glory of God. You must also do it to the glory of God. One more entertainment. Okay, after we have some tests of entertainment so that we can actually look through some of them and see whether it passed those tests. Okay, the next verse, Philippians 4 verse 8. Philippians 4 and verse 8. Okay, Philippians 4 verse 8. Let's read together. Ready? Philippians 4 verse 8. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and there be any praise, think on these things. You know, we're very preoccupied with the things of this world. Sometimes bad thoughts, negative thoughts come to our mind. Paul actually says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, of truth, whatever things are honest, honorable, whatever things are just, is right, whatever things are pure, there's no immorality, there's no perverseness within, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, you can actually enjoy it without any controversy. If there's any virtue, then pray, think on these things. Okay? In a test of entertainment, one of the things we need to think of is, will the entertainment we look or cause us to think things that we shouldn't be thinking about? We need to think on good things. As Christians, God wants our mind to be sanctified. It doesn't make sense for us, therefore, to look at things that doesn't sanctify and expect to be godly and want to grow in Christ. You can't do that, okay? So this is another test in Philippians 4:8. All right, any questions? Let's turn to 1 John 5:21. Okay, one more verse, and then we'll look at some of the... 1 John 5:21. Ready? Okay, I'll read it. All right. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. Okay. Children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. Okay. What is an idol? What is an idol? Sorry? Anything that takes precedence over God. Okay? The definition of an idol means anything that is ahead of God. Anything. In the Old Testament, it refers to Baal, it refers to the idols, Ashtaroth, and all these so-called Moloch, and they worship. But in the New Testament, many times, it takes the form that we can't sometimes see. One big idol that Singaporeans have is the mighty dollar, money. I think money is just one of those gods. But you know what's a bigger god? Self. We worship ourselves, our time, our way, our thoughts. Okay? And here, when the Apostle John was telling these people in 1 John 5, you need to keep yourself from all idols. Okay? The way we keep ourselves from all idols is put God first in everything that we do. Okay? Now, did you realize that idols actually have a very enslaving, after we talk about a very enslaving effect? Okay? That's why many Singaporeans are dedicated to their job. Not wrong. Not wrong to be dedicated to your job. But when we dedicate ourselves to a job to the point of ignoring or even sidestepping the more important priorities of God and His worship and prayer, that's become an idol. And many Christians would not come to church on Sunday because they've got to work. Now, if you're on duty, that's a different thing. But if you're not, in fact, even if you're on duty, you know, to put God first, you may want to ask your manager, say, "Look, I need to go to church on Sunday." You know, when I was in the army, I have never had problems coming to church on Sunday, my uniform. Okay, but I'll go back for training afterwards, just to worship the Lord. You know, the priority we have in putting God first is that you're willing to, if there's something comes in the way, say, "Lord, I want to put you first. Give me favor." And I don't, for myself personally, I have never found it to be a problem. Might be a bit uncomfortable at first, but you know, if you put God first, God will open the door. Okay? Right? Not just for your work, but for exams. People don't come to church because of exams. That means exam has become a god. Okay? One thing I realized, if you study hard, you don't have to worry. I have a friend in Australia, his name is Chris. Okay? Chris had a twin brother, he's a guy, so Chris and Andrew. So Chris said, "Hey, Johnny, this..." When I was in Australia with him, I said, "Hey, let's come to church, go, I'll drive him." I said, "No, la, tomorrow I've got exam, accounting exam." He said, "No, I can't, no, I don't want." Okay, so he stayed home, so "Nah, I'm going to force you." So after that, I came to church. Then later on, he called me, "Hey, Johnny, you know, for 3 hours, from 9 to 12, I couldn't study. So you should have come to church." Okay? Put God first. That's when we put, even in our finances, we put God first. The moment the income comes into our bank, the first part, "God, I'm going to give you first. I'm going to put the percentage off for you first." Put God first in everything. All right? And that's a very, very important thing. Because here, entertainment can become an idol. In fact, entertainment is a big idol today. For many young people, and you know, even people who are not, people who maybe they have some spending power, entertainment become, "Oh yeah, I'm free, you know, I want to hang out, I want to do other things rather than serving God, putting Him first." That can become an idol as well, okay? So entertainment can become an idol in our lives. So there are other passages that I will bring up afterwards as well. But any questions? Just some thoughts. Parents and teachers need to instruct young people in the biblical principles that apply to entertainment. Okay, one thing that must be very clearly stated, 1 Timothy 6:17, let's turn there. 1 1 Timothy 6:17, one principle that must be clearly stated. 1 Timothy 6:17 says, "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy." Okay, God has given all things richly to enjoy. Okay? And God made man to enjoy his creation. But the creation is fallen, and as a result, Satan puts in a lot of spiritual dangers. A lot of spiritual dangers that will hook us up, that will control us in our mind, that will control us in our heart, that will make us idolatrous. So we need to be careful. In 1 Peter 5:8, the Bible says what? 1 Peter 5:8, anyone? 1 Peter 5 says what? "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Okay? So even in activities that are not in themselves wrong, may not be profitable for us. Sometimes like Facebook, Instagram. Okay? It's not wrong. Of course, you need to be careful because they'll pop up things that you may not be may not want it to be there. But some things are not profitable for us. Profitable means it doesn't help us to become a better person for the Lord. Okay? Thus, we need to learn how to test things by God's word so that we can walk in wisdom rather than in foolishness. All right, the counsel, Brother Cloud here, he said it's not enough to tell young people what to do and what not to do and give them a list of do's and don'ts. We must govern ourselves by the word of God, even in the testing of entertainment. Okay? So, I'll just give you a few tests that we may want to look at. All right, but before that, I'll give you all the answer already. So, in your grossing of some form of entertainment, okay, some entertainment is there. Yeah, they're supposed to be blanco off, but I don't know how it came out again. But anyway, besides YouTube, besides movies, you know what's cosplay? You know what's cosplay? Who don't know what's cosplay? You don't know what's cosplay? Can someone explain cosplay? I don't know how to explain. Cosplay is, you dress up like a mouse, or you dress up like some Japanese character, or you dress up like, you know, you've got sword, and then your hair is black, but actually you paint it to pink and yellow and green to look like some animal or some robot or some superstar. Okay, so you walk around like you have this long tail or whatever, and people actually import hundreds of dollars just to cosplay. I think cosplay got competition, if not. They do. People are dedicated to cosplay. Okay? And that's their entertainment. All right? And some cosplay images are just plain demonic. All right? Okay? Okay? So there's books also, of course, movies, a whole range. Of course, entertainment could also involve games. Okay? Okay, any other forms of entertainment that presently people go for? Will going to buffets be a form of entertainment? I don't know. People just hang out together. I don't know. Nothing wrong. But what other forms of entertainment that Singaporeans now? Superman? Huh? What forms of entertainment does Singaporeans? Or video games? Yeah, okay. Games, computer games, yes. What else? Any other games? Computer games? Don't be shy. It is all part of learning because it is entertainment. That's it. Anything else? Music? Music? Concerts? Concerts, okay. Concerts, music, etc. All right, there are different forms of entertainment. What I've done is actually put in some of this. Cartoons. Cartoons entertainment. Who watched Tom and Jerry? Yeah, I do. Sometimes. Okay, attending concerts, reading books, playing sports, watching television, watching Korean drama. This seems very popular. Playing computer games, movies, music. Anime is kind of like drawing, a form of drawing. Right? Gambling. Some people, gambling is a form of entertainment for them, you know. You go and they enjoy themselves, earn a few dollars, all right? Now, we'll lose thousands of dollars. Okay, different forms of entertainment. What we're going to do is in your mind, or at least in your where you are, perhaps write down for yourself two forms of entertainment that you personally does. Is that in good English? Do. All right, two forms of entertainment that you engage yourself in. Okay? I just take 1 minute. I'm sure it will just come there. Two forms of entertainment that you personally do. And then after that, we'll submit it to, I think, about 13 tests, all right? So that we can actually have some Bible principles to govern our... Basically, entertainment is what you do in your free time. And you've got nothing to do, and that's what you want to do. Okay? Ken, 2 minutes. Just write down. Go eat ice cream or play sports or whatever. Just two forms of entertainment. Play board games, go visit the bird park, or whatever. Just write down. And then after, we'll submit it to tests, okay? I'm glad you guys are discussing it. So, okay, remember, as we look at our entertainment, we need to submit it to the test of the Bible, okay, in order to make it honoring to the Lord. Okay, have you written down already? Ken? Okay. I'll just give you some questions, all right? We're going to go through some questions and for yourself to take it through in your mind. These are questions with the Bible passage behind so that we can be very clear. I dare say many people, when they choose entertainment, they don't even ask whether this will glorify God. This will honor Him. This will help me in my Christian life. But these are some questions you need to consider. Can you do your entertainment to the glory of God? Can you go to a rock concert and say, oh, I'm doing this rock concert to the glory of God? I'm watching this movie and it's filled with violence and all that. I'm doing it for the glory of God. I'm listening to this piece of music and I know it talks about things that the Bible doesn't stand for, but I'm doing it for the glory of God. Okay, I'm smoking my cigarette to the glory of God. All right? You know, as a Christian, the very first question we ask in all our entertainment is, does He glorify my Father? Or do I have to hide from Him after I've done it? All right? Now, I want to assure you that it is not just to put a guilt trip, but if God's Holy Spirit convicts us about our entertainment, it's time to change the entertainment. All right? Okay, in this world that we live in, we need to keep our life straight with the Lord. So as I share some of these things, allow God, the Holy Spirit, to check our hearts. Okay? Can I honestly do this to the glory of God? If not, then throw it out. Really, if not, then seek to honor God more than ourselves. Okay, so first question, can you do it to the glory of God? Number two, is it of the world? Let's turn to First John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. Let me just read it. For all, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. That's pretty clear. Don't love the world. Don't put your heart in this world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, is of the world. The things and entertainment that is of the world. What are some entertainment of the world? Cosplay? You know, some Christians will say, no, they're just expressing themselves. We have to be very, very clear. And to some people, it's gray. But can I say this? All things are black and white to God. And our job in this life is to seek God's face. And if we're not sure what the Bible teaches us, Don't do it. Okay? So is it of the world? There's a lot of worldliness. And some worldliness have been brought into the church as well. And we need to be very careful. It's my entertainment of the world. Okay? A lot of those movies, a lot of those songs, a lot of those... some movies are cute. You know, like Pooh Bear and all that kind of thing. And some are harmless in that sense. But we need to be very careful whether the entertainment is worldly. It drives us towards the world. It drives us towards wanting to wear like the world. It drives us towards hairstyles of the world. It drives us towards fashions of the world. It drives us to spend more money than we should. Okay? Many, many years ago, there was one person who was very consumed with Harry Potter and he really enjoyed Harry Potter and spent hundreds of dollars on Harry Potter toys. That's obviously worldly. Okay, thankfully we have a burning session. He brought it all in and burnt. But you know what? You can burn the externals. You need to deal with the internal as well. All right? Is it of the world? Christians, if we love the world, the love of God is not in our hearts. Okay, the next one, does it involve looking at wicked things? I think this is pretty obvious. What are some form of wicked things? What are some form of wicked things you can think of? Pornography? Immorality? People don't wear properly? On the internet, on computer games? What other forms of wicked things? It doesn't just mean computers, it can mean books, it can mean pictures, it can mean anything. Does it involve looking at wicked things? All right? Demonic type. Art, demonic type. You know, there are some people who can go to museums and enjoy art that people don't wear much. That's not art. That's sin. That's pornography. We can call it whatever name it is still wrong. Okay? Christians don't appreciate that. If God says don't appreciate that, then I won't appreciate that. Okay? We are not to say no wicked thing. I had one parent who was dead set against demonic things and all that. But because the son does graphic artists and he draw all that, it's okay. It's his job. No, it's not. It's as good as saying it's wrong to drink alcohol, but it's okay for me if I serve it. I'm not drinking. It's wrong. All right? Does it involve looking at wicked things? Any questions? We are to be a set-apart people, and when God put that, it's actually to guard our hearts and our mind. Okay, and I think I was talking with Jeremiah, I think, or someone, do you realize at a young age, whatever goes into your mind stays there forever until the day you die? That's why God says, don't set any wicked thing before your eyes. Okay? Next one. Does it further the work of the gospel and the work of Christ? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 28. Let me just read, but if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now this specifically refers to food offered to idols, like I shared with you just now. If someone brings you, the context, if someone asks you to go to the house and eat, now the problem that they had last time was all the food offered to idols are afterward put in the marketplace and they will sell it. And the people will go and buy those meat. Why? Because it's cheaper, okay? And so they will bring back and they may invite you for a meal. Okay? The Bible teaches that if that person invites you for a meal, eating those food that were offered to idols, okay, and he didn't say anything, go ahead and eat it. Don't say, is this food offered to idols? Then in that case, I cannot. No, don't raise any issues of conscience, the Bible says. Just thank God for the food, for the time. But if he does say, this is offered unto idols, then eat not for his sake. The reason why the person would ask would generally because he's not too sure, he don't want to offend you, say, hey, this one's actually offered to idols, can you eat? Then in that case, for his consistency of conscience to know that there's a separation, say, don't eat. Does that make sense? Okay? So, it includes entertainment, okay? For example, if you go and do, maybe watch a particular movie, and your friend asks you as a non-believer, says, is it okay for your Christians to watch that kind of thing? If it's questionable, back off. Actually, you shouldn't go to watch a movie in the first place. Sorry, that's a bad example. But if it's questionable, don't do it. Okay? does it further the gospel and the work of Christ? Now, in verse 32, 33, give none offense neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor the church of God, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. So as a pastor, you know, I believe it's okay. Well, I wouldn't say that. Okay, I need to be very, very guarded now, because it talks about, to some people it's great. There are some things I just won't do as a pastor, even though I think it's okay. Why? So I don't offend you. I don't offend anyone. I keep my rights and say, I don't need those rights, because I'm more concerned for a younger believer. I don't wear that, I don't do that, I don't go there, simply because I love someone else more in the gospel. That's what Paul is saying. Okay? For example, Hollywood movies in the 1980s were, pastors actually preached against Hollywood movies. Why? You know, every time you go to the cinema, you're actually supporting the industry. You're giving your money. And sometimes you watch things you're not supposed to watch. Okay? You're actually supporting the kind of industry. And the reason why people keep coming back is because people keep paying. Okay? But if all the Christians on planet Earth stop going to the movies, stop watching all those things, Hollywood will go out. Of course, they also have their own supporters, but they'll be less. Okay? Paul says, I do not please myself. I feel this entertainment is okay, but is playing golf okay? Playing golf is okay. It's a sport. There was one particular assistant pastor who spoke to me probably about 15 years ago when I was kind of just starting in the ministry. And he'll say, you know, Brother Johnny, last time, this particular pastor goes golf every day on it. Don't know what he do. Don't go so winning everything. He just every day go golf. Nothing wrong with golf. But he just stumbled it. And the one who played golf is a senior pastor. An assistant pastor was saying, I don't see him winning so. It's not that he just, every day he go and play golf with his other friends. Is golf wrong? No. But what that, well, the pastor is no longer around. So that pastor who played golf. But he stumbled this assistant pastor, and it hinders the work of the ministry. Does that make sense? You know, you don't talk about pastors, but even as Christians, the entertainment we do can actually stumble someone and halt the gospel for that person. Okay? Does that make sense? These are serious things that as a serious Christian, we have to consider. We have to consider for the glory of God, to honor God. We have to seriously consider this. Okay? Okay, the next one. Okay, does it cause others to stumble? We talk about that. Does it cause you to think on wholesome things, or does it cause you to think on unwholesome things? If it causes you to think on unwholesome things, you have to cut it out. Two things will influence you. Okay, there are two things in this life that will change you. The books you read and the friends you have. And that's why God says, think on good things. That's why don't set wicked things before your eyes, and be always companions of people who fear God. Okay? Because some Christians don't fear God too. Be with Christians who fear God. And then we can become more Christ-like. There are many Christians who are very nice. Really, they're very cordial, very nice, but they don't motivate you to walk with Christ. And you need to find people who are godly and want to walk with Christ. Okay? Is it idolatrous? What does that mean? Does it enslave you? Does that if, okay, for example, how many of you teenagers are, if I take away your phone, you'll kill me? Or you'll fight? If it does, it's become an idol. In other words, is it enslaving? Is it enslaving? You know, I had one idol in my life after I got married. You know what that is? Jeremiah, do you know what that is? What? Soccer. And NBC always, when I was there, always after church, when we come home, they always go and play soccer. And I would neglect my husband's duties and go and play soccer until God had to convict me and say, is soccer more important than your wife? I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Then from then on, I didn't go play soccer in the afternoon. Is soccer okay? Joshua Kok, is soccer okay? You think so? Yeah. Is it okay? Soccer is fine. It's a game. It's good for my health. I can even justify to my wife, you know, it's good for me. You don't want me to get fat, right? So I need to go and play soccer. You know, God convicted my heart. No, soccer is not as important as your wife.
Yes, Lord, you're right, I'm wrong.
No more soccer from that time. That's why I grew. No, just kidding. there are some things that you just have to give up because it's not wrong. That's why God says, laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, let us run the race with patience. Okay? Is it idolatrous? Anything in your life can become an idol. Anything. 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 Anything that's ahead of God is an idol. Anything that enslaves you, anything that saps us your time, your finances, is your God. Is your God. Okay, there's only one thing in your life that you can put that will not be idolatrous. You know what it is? God. Put Him first in everything you do. Even in entertainment. Now, God is not going to take your kill joy. You cannot do that, cannot do that. God's not going to do that. God says, let's put things in perspective. Are you worshiping me first? Are you loving me first? Okay, I just highlight another thing which I just share with you. You know, there are some people who make their goal to visit every country in the world. And every time you see them, perhaps on Facebook or whatever, they are in this country. I wonder, what do they do for the kingdom of God as a Christian? I'm serious. I hope, I see that and I'm not judging anyone. I'm just thinking in my mind as a pastor, what do they do for the kingdom of God? You know, I don't want ambassador to go that way. I don't want us to have idols. Is it not okay to travel? Yes, it is okay to travel. But I mean, every single month you have to go somewhere. Then what are we doing for the kingdom of God? Okay, so is it something we seriously need? Does it hinder the work of God? Is it become an idol? Does it enslave us? If it does, you know, God doesn't want us to be enslaved. God wants us to love Him and serve Him. All right? Okay. Does it involve fornication? I think that's very clear. Anything that involves immorality is out. Whether visual, physical, mental, whatever, written, all right, it is all wrong because it's sin. It's dead sin. And young people, you stay away from websites that were, recently I saw something, it's like, whoa, this is cartoon and it's all pornography, it's wrong. Okay? We can't, because sometimes you click on it and say, oh, okay, you have to quickly wipe it out, you know, but those images stay. Does it involve any form? Any form. I can tell you, a lot of the rock groups right now, a lot of those movies, they have no qualms. Although they have the rating, they can do things on screen or in the music lyrics that will cause us to be in the flesh as well. Okay? Can I say this? Can I tell you something about Satan? Satan is not going to tell you, oh, this is wrong. You know, you shouldn't do this. Satan will lead you slowly. He will introduce things to you. And then once you get hooked, he will draw you in. So does it involve sexual immorality? Is it of the devil? I mean, that's pretty clear. Any image that has demonic association, you better stay away. Okay? Anything. The Bible says, neither give place to the devil. Abstain from all appearance of evil. These are all Bible principles. You know, even your t-shirts, like for example, what if you see your pastor walking along the road and wearing probably the best beer in the world. And then you look at, it's a pastor, he's wearing that. And I'm just wearing this. It's just a t-shirt, what? Is it? It's not. It stumbles my testimony. And I preach against beer. And some of you say, pastor, you preach against beer. I saw you wearing a t-shirt with beer. Is it wrong to wear the t-shirt? In itself, it's not wrong if you wear it in the toilet and don't wear anywhere else. No one will see you. But you know, I may not drink beer, but I send a wrong message to you. There was one time when I was at a coffee shop, I shared this before, it's so funny, I just have to repeat it. I was with some people, we were just having an issue, we were having lunch, and then we ordered coffee, okay? And some of you ordered drinks. And this lady, you know how they want to collect collect drinks, orders from every coffee table, then they will bring all together and give, right? And so it so happens, this lady who was the waitress, she actually came with coffee and some soft drink and Heineken. No Heineken? And then I was telling someone, say, what if someone saw this lady? Although I ordered coffee. But you know what? the fact that the lady brought the Heineken, you know what's Heineken, right? Beer, I think you don't know. Okay, it's actually a beer brand. Okay, can you imagine if maybe Joe, right, say, at the corner, just walk by. Eh, what's that green bottle pastor have? Although I never order, she just look from afar. And maybe, you know, you all like to, like, some plaza, you all run around, say hi, then you run around, remember? Sometimes you see, right? Okay, so sometimes you see in some plaza. So let's say they observe me from afar, then later on they see some of their whatever friends who drink Heineken and say, oh, that Heineken, oh, that day I remember pastor also drink. I didn't drink, but you know, the mind can just stumble that person. Does it make sense? Now, Pastor Johnny, this is exaggeration. It's happened all the time. Satan is so smart with our mind. You know, our mind is programmed by God to actually think right before sin. But after our sinful after we have our sinful nature, you know, every time we think on things or some people, we always think the wrong things. Agree? And we actually have to actively fight it. Okay? So be very careful. Is it of the devil? Okay, does it promote the philosophy of the ungodly? Does it promote the philosophy of the ungodly? Can you think of some philosophies? Go ahead and sin, just don't get caught. Go ahead and sin, don't get caught. That happens in the army all the time. In America, immorality, safe sex. Go ahead and sin, just don't get caught. That's a philosophy of the world. It's okay. It's not okay. All right, there are many philosophies that follow your heart. Remember, listen to your heart. You know what happens if you listen to your heart? You probably fall into a longkang. You know? All right, you probably get into destruction. Okay? Because the heart is deceitful above all things. And these are things we, as Christians, we've got to think about. Does it involve anything that's opposed to the true knowledge of God? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Any questions so far? I know I'm just going through this list of questions. I hope you're writing it down. I really hope you're writing it down. So that as believers in Christ, we can be well tested before God, approved before God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Everything you read, everything you listen to, everything you hear. For example, you may hear some people say education is everything. Money is everything. And then a young person, oh yeah, you study hard. Nothing wrong with that. But is really education everything? You know, I shared this before. I had under my when I was studying in Australia, the lecturer I had was one of the most brilliant neurologists in the whole of Western Australia. He's very brilliant. Even as he was in academia, meaning that he was a lecturer, he would receive calls when during office time when you're consulting about how to deal with some neurological cases and all that. Very, very smart. PhD is Dr. Lee, and Dr. Lee Nyland is very, very smart. And when I came back and was practicing for a while as an occupational therapist, then one of his friends, a lecturer, came to Singapore to do some workshop for us. So I was just, as part of my job, as OT, I picked her up and kind of, she's about 50s, I think. And then they said, oh, how's Lee? Oh, haven't you heard? No, I haven't. Oh, he left his wife and moved in with a third year OT student. Left his wife of 10 years and moved in with a third year girl student. PhD, very brilliant, but, you know, can I say this, in times of tragedy, your PhD is not going to help you. I'm not saying don't study, how do you have to say that? But you know, we need to put what is right and true in its proper place. We need to put God. Do you realize that your PhD won't help you, but God will? In times of hardships, you know, as much as you guys, I'm thankful many of our PSLE students have done well. You know, put God first, because you know the type of life you live. The type of life you live cannot be measured by your PSLE result. Agree? You can get 294, I assure you, I beat you all in the PSL result. If you know how much I got, you buy me one glass of milk, I tell you what's my PSL result. But you know what? So what? How many of you actually measure your life by your PSL result? It's important right now for you. It's good that you've done your best. But you know, it's God that will help us in times of crisis. So whenever anything that goes against what God says, then we shouldn't be participating in it, all right? Okay. Can you do this activity by faith without doubting? In other words, you say, should I not? How many of you will do certain things and say, maybe I shouldn't do this? The moment you have that thought, you better get out already. Okay, can I say this? All right, especially for those young people going to secondary schools, you're going to have friends to say, hey, why don't you try this? Have it happened already? Why don't you try this? I have seen in the barbecue that we had, sadly, that those 15-year-olds will shove the cigarette in the 14-year-olds and the 14-year-old will smoke. It's part of their culture. And if they want you in, they may do that to you too. You know, your PSL result may be very high, but there's a two-letter word you must learn. Okay? Are you listening? No. Can you say that? No. No. I'm not going to do that. No. Even if you're not a Christian, you can say no. It'll protect you. Okay? So, can I do this activity without doubting? Is this actually a wise use of my time? Okay? Many of us who play computer games will find that computer games becomes a time waster. By the way, time is given by God. Use it for His glory. Okay? Does this actually have the potential to enslave me? In other words, the thing that you do takes up so much of your time, your energy, and even affect your relationship with someone else. There was one, I think this is classic, but I won't say it's classic. There was an 8-year-old Asperger syndrome. You know what's Asperger syndrome? Autistic. You know what's autism? Autism means a person 自闭, that means they can only do one thing at a time, and socially they're not very good. He was playing a computer game, and his 3-year-old brother was irritating him. That's in the US. It's actually reported. You know what he did to the 3-year-old? He's autistic, so you know what he did? He killed the 3-year-old brother and went back to his game with a gun. Okay, the US, they have guns. Okay? Of course, probably because of his mental capacity and all that, they probably would. But you know, for us, what do we do when you're on your handphones and your computers and your parents ask you to do something? Later. You know what that is? You know what that is? We've been enslaved. We've been enslaved. When the regard for authority based on God's word supersedes what you're doing. If you humbly tell dad and mom and say, Dad, just give me 2 minutes, let me just finish this, it should be okay. Any reasonable parent, unless it's the kitchen is on fire and the roof is coming down, then you better get out. But you know, just simple respect. Does this actually have the potential to enslave you? I can tell you many people are enslaved. How many of you read I won't say it's enslaved, it's a parent's problem. I think it was in China or some country or Hong Kong, that this 4-year-old girl has to go through surgery because she has used the iPad or some phone device since she was 2. And it's actually affecting her eyes, that doctors actually have to surgically correct that. Any questions so far? I think we're done. Okay, any questions? There's only one person you need to be a slave for, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let any of the entertainment enslave you. I can assure you, if you let it enslave you, it will enslave you away from God, away from your friends, away from people who love you. Not because it will stop loving you, but because you want to cut it out. And you want that enjoyment. And you know, Satan just wants to give you I'll give you all the glories of this world if you just bow down and worship me. Satan is not going to come and tell you that. Can I say this? You know, Satan is smarter than that. Because if Satan comes, Brother Joshua Kok, I give you the whole of Singapore if you just worship me. He's not going to say that. He'll give you a bit here, a bit there, a bit here, a bit there, and suck you in. Until, without knowing it, you're already worshipping him. Satan doesn't care how you worship him, as long as you don't worship God. Can I say that again? Satan doesn't care how you worship him. It can be through drugs, it can be through cigarettes, it can be through your ungodly friends. He doesn't care how you worship him, as long as you and I don't worship God. Because if you don't worship God, who are you worshiping? Him. Because everything is under his control. You know, Jesus says, "Ye shall know the truth. The truth will make you free." Let's be free. Jesus wants us to be free. And this freedom can only come when we would avail ourselves to receive his grace, his mercy, and allow him and his word to stay in our lives. Okay? Any questions as we close? Next week, we will have some scenarios. No, actually, I want to do something else. I've got 2 more weeks, actually. But we'll see. I will probably give you some scenarios, all right, to test some of these things. So read through the verses, read through the test, and then we'll go through it next week, okay? I just want to say this. If any of these things convict your heart, as a believer in Christ, humble yourself and say, "God, now I understand it's not good for me. And Lord, thank you for telling me. I'm putting it away." And as you say that, go to someone older. Because if you don't go to someone older to counsel and how to help you overcome, you're going to go straight back, okay? But if you're willing, do all you can to honor Christ, okay? But if you're not a Christian, there is no way you can control that. You need to get saved. You need the power of the Holy Spirit to help you overcome, okay? Come, let's have a word of prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we can go through these principles from your word, this truth. And Lord, thy word does interfere with our life, not because you don't love us. In fact, you love us so much that you don't want any of these things, Lord, to control us, that we will lose the blessings of God and we will fail to honor you in all the things that we seek to do. So, Father, I pray for every one of these precious children, these precious people, Lord, whom you love and died for, rose again. I pray, Father, that we'll govern ourselves with your precious word. That the things we do and say, the things we perhaps privately entertain ourselves with, will always come under the scrutiny of the light of God. Because we do want to walk in your light, Lord. Oh, and sometimes you do ask us, in fact, many times you ask us to give up things that will cater to our flesh in order for us to walk in Christ. And I pray, Father, that all of us will come with a repentant, humble heart before you, knowing where you saved us from and refusing to go back there, Lord. But God, how we need your strength. And I pray, Lord, earnestly, that your will be done in all our lives as we seek, Father, to honor you first above all. Thank you once again, Lord, for the people that have come. I know you have a plan for everyone, Lord, and I pray that we'll all seek to walk in your love, in your word, govern our hearts and mind by the Holy Spirit guidance. And Father, make the word of God the light of our life. So we thank you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.